No, as I said, they took it. They took that off and put weatherboarding on there, you know, so
oh,
it would look modern.
Oh, that's right. And it's still there.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice looking house.
Is someone living in it?
Oh, yeah. A lot of that property is going for commercial use now. But anyway, it's still there.
Okay, that's fine. When your farming is done for the year, what happens with everything that you have out there now? Is it all taken up, or does
it just die
and go back to the, or what do you all have
no,
to do
after everything is gathered in, and then the potatoes are usually the last thing, and the corn stands there for a while for all the nutritional value to go back into the ground. Then after that, Daddy and Charles cut the corn down and just let it, I think they usually just let it lay there for a while, and then they cut it back into the soil, and it puts the, you know, it's a process of decaying and
adding nutrients to the soil.
Yeah, and fertilizer that way. So then they clear it all off with a plow, and all the Ryan Rodmore, you know, he cuts all of it down. It's always then cleared through the winter. Ready to start on again the next spring.
You start, what time of year or what month is the best month to start?
There's a lot of things you can have all year round, and sometimes we have turnips and the greens and things later on after we, you know, take all these things up. Oh, around February or March is a good time to plant Irish potatoes and English peas and carrots
still
and things
cold.
Like that. Yeah, they are a cool weather product.
They're
and broccoli. Now, we had a lot of broccoli, but we didn't plant it quite as early as it should have been. And they can't stand it. And that and lettuce, and the lettuce did real well, but they cannot stand a lot of heat.
So they have to be out of the ground by spring.
Get a growth before it gets too hot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. What have you thought about this interview?
Well, it's been interesting. Oh, it's been sort of silly and juvenile, I think. But oh, I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
It was fun. Do you think you learned anything? Any words you haven't heard before?
I learned how much I had forgotten.
You learned how much you had forgotten. Okay, I think that's probably true. Or how much...
There's very few terms that I had never heard of. You know, a few of those last night we were talking about some of the animals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
that unless you were really familiar with those animals,
yeah,
you wouldn't know in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, you hear the rooster?
Yes, I hear the rooster crowing. I wonder if he's making the tape here.
Probably. But... anyway, I would like to hear some of the others. I can imagine what some of them would be because it sounded silly to me. I mean, you know, I don't know. I just enjoy acting silly and still acting like a kid, I guess you might say.
It's fun. Well, I thank you for doing this interview with me, and we'll find out what happens to
it. Okay.